Well, they had oodles of apples right there in her yard, but they were the small ones. But the large Washington State apples, it's shipped everywhere. They grew over on the other side of the mountain.
Uh-huh. Does she like it, living way over
there? Oh, she loves it. Yeah. Because she's been out there so long. And it's home to her. She has her home out there. And she never did have but one child. He's married, and he has three little boys. So it's home to her out there.
Mm-hmm.
She'll never come back here to live.
Mm-hmm.
She loves it. I hated far to be so far away from home until I went to see her. And when I visited and saw all the nice friends and all the nice people out there, I've been satisfied about her being out ever since then.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes home almost once a year. She was home this past March, was a year ago, and she's coming back in September.
Oh, well, that's nice.
She comes home, said the last time she's home, she's going to try to come once a year. And it hadn't been a year when she come last March. It hadn't been a year
since she's home. So much better.
Well, she works and she makes good, and of course she wants to come home as long as Daddy and I live, and her baby brother lives in Glenville. They're just two of the boys.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful that she can come and see you.
Yeah, and visit all. And my oldest son's in Germany. But he will retire, I think, when he gets back to the States.
Mm-hmm.
He's got about 33 years in.
And then where will he live?
Well, I don't know. He's not decided yet. His wife and him has property in Virginia, and I have an idea they'll go there.
Uh-huh.
But I was hoping he'd stop somewhere near home.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
Of course, Virginia's not too far away.
Sure isn't as far away as Germany.
No, and Washington State,
yeah.
Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that she's that far off, but she's happy out there. And long as she's happy, why, I try to be content.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were home in March, and the son and the wife and the children come. They all flew, and I said, it costs so much, I don't reckon they'll ever do that in our lifetime. But oh, they enjoyed it so much. She has such a sweet daughter-in-law.
Did they pay you a good little visit? Were they here for a while?
They stayed a week. They stayed a little over a week here and went to Alabama. Her husband's people's in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And they went over there and stayed
mm-hmm.
part of their time.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the hard thing that's in the middle of a cherry?
The kernel or the seed.
Okay. And how about the same thing in a peach?
Well, it's the same thing in a peach.
Okay.
Peach kernel.
And what do you call the kind of peach that the meat sticks to the seed?
Well, I ought to know, but I can't call it. The clear seed, the seed comes out.
Yeah. And what about the other one?
The others. I don't know. I can't call
okay. Have you heard them called press peach or plum peach?
Oh, yeah.
Stone?
Yeah, press. And that is one that you have to cut off the seed.
Okay. And what do you call the inside part of an apple?
The core.
Okay. Do you have a word for dried pieces of apple?
Other than dried,
mm-hmm.
Or would it be evaporated?
Okay. Have you ever heard those called snits?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call nuts that grow underneath the ground?
Peanut.
And do you know any?
A chooper. There's a chooper nut.
Now, is there a difference between a peanut and a chooper?
Oh, yeah. Peanut grows in the hull. Well, you know what a peanut
mm-hmm.
is. Well, a chooper has a little nut on the bottom of it, about like that. We used to plant them for hogs to eat.
But it doesn't have a shell on it like a peanut?
No.